Welcome back to The Edge. Twitter's communities might be different and have better context for us all. Historical query data without clicks are coming from Google Search Term Report and Google Ads, and Search Engine Journals rolled out a State of SEO 2021 report. You're listening to News from The Edge, the week of September 13th, 2021, here on Edge of the Web.
From The Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
We are looking at this and many, many more things. This is Edge of the Web Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks from Site Strategics. Every week, we bring you some amazing stories to talk about in the trending digital marketing annals. And we also cover SEO and digital marketing news separately from our weekly interview that we do each and every week. So we're trying to get more news over to you as quickly as possible. Be sure to check out all the recent shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk. Such is the title sponsor for our show. And joining me this week to get his take on all things digital and non-digital, I guess. I mean, the court is open for you. It's Morty Oberstein, head of communications over at Semrush. Morty, how are you doing, sir?
I'm not sure how I'm doing.
Do you need to study? Do you need to go into some sort of committee to figure out why?
I feel very polarized at the moment because the Steelers won yesterday.
Okay.
But the Yankees have been sucking it up really bad. So I'm not sure how to feel. Like, I'm stuck in like this like weird purgatory. Should I be happy?
Right.
Or should I be angry?
Now, I'm going to ask a question I know Aaron wants to ask.
Yes.
Who would win between the Steelers and the Yankees?
I'm thinking Arnold Palmer will actually take them all out with his.
Wait, just so we're clear, the Yankees are baseball and the Steelers are football.
No, okay. I know that, but I was asking for Aaron.
No, I'm talking to Aaron. I know you know.
But isn't Arnold Palmer like the quarterback with one of them?
Isn't Arnold Palmer a golfer?
I thought it was a drink of tea and lemonade.
Yes, it's a half and half. It's fantastic.
Jim Palmer used to be a pitcher for the Orioles.
See, there you go.
I know a guy named Arnold, so.
Carson Palmer used to be a quarterback.
Welcome to Edge of the Web Sports Show.
How do you jump into? I can't connect, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing good because
my kid is actually on the Steelers. This is his first season in.
Your child plays professional football with like people who are like 500 pounds and 6'8".
Well, he tried once. I threw him out on the field, and he never came back.
How was that for you?
It was disconcerting to say the least. No, he just got his first tackle. He just took out somebody over the weekend.
Oh yeah, he took him out.
He took him
cheap
out.
Cheap shot or like legit?
The guy didn't get up for a while.
Oh boy.
And we all praised him, and it was fantastic. And I was wondering, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah, sports.
Here?
The only thing, the only place where if you were to do the actual reality, you would get arrested.
Exactly. All right. Well, you don't know what's happening. You don't know how you're feeling. I'm sorry I can't commiserate with you because they're
okay.
I feel
okay because I'm wearing my Big Lebowski shirt today. It says I don't roll on Shabbos.
The dude abides. All right. So you teed up this article for us, Morty, over at The Verge, how Twitter's communities could bring context back. Now, this was an interesting article, and usually we're in the lanes of some more tactical concepts when it comes down to digital marketing. But this one actually is something it's worthwhile discussing. It's literally talking about how honestly bad Twitter has become in such types of tactics, dunking tactics and sea lion tactics of, I mean, it's really turned into a hot mess in Twitter, but communities are there to help save us. So what's going on with communities? Why are we so interested in what communities have to do with the continual churn of chaos that's inside of Twitter?
Well, I guess it's to give you more control over it because you can decide who comes in. But right now it's by invite only,
okay,
I believe. And the idea is that it will give you more control of who you let in, who you don't let into these communities, which, of course, will be some sort of, political hot mess within whatever industry you're in. Imagine SEO. Oh, you didn't put that one in your community. Aha, you're blocked from this one. So that'll always be interesting. But I guess it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like one more social media thing to have to consider. Facebook groups, now Twitter groups.
Yep.
It's a little much, but...
Yep, no, you're absolutely right. Well, I mean, these are self-made communities. Are these communities that are established by Twitter? That's my first question.
I don't know.
So, can you spin up your own community? Is everybody going to have their own...
I guess it'll be... Yeah, you'll create your own groups. I mean, Maybe they should fix Twitter Spaces first before they start doing this.
I think so. Well, here's the thing is that if you're going to follow influencers and they spin up their own communities, right, then it's almost like a click or a fan group. You know, here's Alita Solis's community and SEO right over here, Jason Bernard's community over here of the same topic. And all of a sudden, now you start getting these different, somewhat.
That's what I mean. If they're going to do that with the face, like a Facebook group, if that's where they're trying to go with this ultimately,
right?
That's a lot.
It really is, but it's getting close to something like a good deal more narrow in scope, very similar to Reddit, right? Reddit and subreddits are communities that are established and monitored and managed. And I think that's probably where Twitter needs to go, is not have all of these self-made communities, but actually have some sort of, not a sanctioning body, don't want that, but some sort of group management that can hold themselves to a level of decorum, right?
Yeah, I mean, and also you kind of run the risk of becoming an echo chamber.
Yep.
Right. The only people who are going to be the people who are like you, right, or who think like you.
Well, look, they're definitely, because that's not in social media at all, right?
Right.
Just look at Facebook.
I'm saying this like tongue in cheek. Is Twitter really that bad?
Like
when you go out there,
right?
You interact with the people. I'll say in SEO, Twitter, digital marketing, Twitter marketing, Twitter, whatever it is.
Right.
You have the people you follow. You have people who are following you. That's basically who you're seeing for the most part. You're bringing some new people in as you're seeing retweets or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely people who are pains in the butts. That's for sure. But is it that? Maybe I'm just, it doesn't bother me, but is it that big of a problem? Maybe it is. I don't know.
The deeper you go, the more noise and more chaos you actually experience. If we're shallow pool walkers that we're actually on the margins, or we're actually interacting with small groups, right?
Then my interaction is pretty small. I mean, I interact a lot, but it's with the general small. Right. But yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
But some of the deeper areas where the general publics are, right? There's a lot of, in this article, they were referring different types of behaviors. One was a sea lion, which was actually kind of interesting, is that somebody would posit a query to or question to somebody that's a subject matter expert. They take a swing at it and then immediately challenge the efficacy or the expertise of that individual just to
That's messed up.
It really is. That is a common practice in Twitter.
It's interesting because I don't ever experience it because I'm not on Twitter for any reason other than SEO. But it's not my personal platform. I don't use it for any. I think I'm connected to my sister, my brother-in-law. Right. Those are the only people outside of like SEO that are connecting me on Twitter. But I would imagine that's a good point. Like I wonder if the way we experience Twitter is almost what they're trying to do, because we experience like this very small community, and that's basically all you get in there.
Yep.
Unless you're following topics. So I see a lot of baseball on my feed, but it's pretty benign.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. You've maybe questioned my notions. Thank you.
I aim
enlightened.
That is my goal in life. Make sure that you question your notions, because they do run awry sometimes.
Well, they run amok.
They do run amok. But you know what? Something that we're actually getting now that's not running amok. It's back in the stable here. It's from Search Engine Land, from George Wynn over there. Google search terms report adds historical query data for impressions without clicks. Now we're talking about Google Ads. All right. So here's the deal, guys, is that we're finally able to see queries that churned up your ad that did not result in a click. What an incredible amount of new information that we're going to be able to see. So beginning on September 9th, Google Ads will show advertisers historical data for queries that received impressions but no clicks in the search terms report for search and dynamic search ad campaigns. They announced that on Thursday. Historically, the report only ever showed queries that resulted in clicks. So you're finally able to see, very similar to Google Search Console, you can see where your ads starting to swim. That's not where people aren't taking the bait on the ad, so to speak. Talk about an echo chamber is that be able to steer and negatively filter just based on who actually clicks on the ad with such a narrow way of thinking. Now we have an entire pool of understanding of where the ad's actually floating out, that where it should not be before you actually pay for that click. That's a huge, huge thing if you're paying attention to your campaigns and be able to see where they're actually getting exposed and to whom and to what search content. My gosh, this is what a cost savings measure that could very well save a lot of freaking money, all things being equal. What do you think about that, Morty?
Search ads. I don't think about them.
And he was going to do that. I knew he was going to do that.
No, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I concur.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder, could you see that there's no click, but there's impressions for these ads?
Yep.
And then look at the ad content that's showing up. Like, wait a second, I could totally kill it here.
Yep.
If I optimize my ads correctly, because they suck.
Right, right. Absolutely. Along with the fact
I did think
that,
about this.
Yeah, you did. Well, you're thinking on the fly. Yeah. I can appreciate it. I can see it.
I prepared.
But I mean, literally be able to steer away from, you're setting your ad on a particular stream of search queries that for some way, shape, or form are getting sideways and getting visibility on terms that have no bearing on your ad. What a preventive measure that you can see. Now, I think it's going to be fantastic, and I certainly want to talk to some of the PPC influencers that are out there to be able to find out how they're processing this information, because it could truly give you a much stronger rudder on your ship to be able to avoid some nasty currents and avoid a lot of unnecessary click and spend. Okay.
By the way, I think I misspoke before with the Twitter article.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I did. I don't remember what I said. It's by invite only now.
Got it.
Right? So they're creating the communities. I would imagine they're going to a place where they're going to let you create communities at some point. That's what I
got it.
I might have said that. I don't remember what I said.
Yep. I think you did.
But, okay.
But at the same time, we will eventually still be able to create our own community.
That's where they're going to have to go with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, it's invite only to join a community or to create
their Twitter's creating the community. You get invited.
So I can't join a community yet.
Not that I know of. I don't think anybody can. And at this point, we'll see.
Well, those are some communities.
Yeah.
I would imagine they're going to have to go to a point where you either apply to a community or they let you create a community if you're such and such of status. You're a verified account with 10 million followers.
Oh. So this will work well until Morty is invited to communities, and then we'll...
Basically, yeah. And I'm verified too. Thank you, Wix. So, golden. What do they know?
So you're in like...
My badges? We don't need those sticking badges.
So is it like Studio 54 where, hey, I know somebody. Hey, let me in because I know Morty. He's verified.
It's exactly like Studio 54 with all the sex and drugs, all of it.
No, that's...
It's exactly like Studio 54.
That's TikTok. Let's keep our...
I'm sorry. I don't do TikTok.
There was actually a really wild article from Wall Street Journal regarding TikTok and all the amount of sex and drug images that...
Is it really?
...went in front of a pseudo 13-year-old account that they set up.
Oh,
it was amazing. Yeah, check it out because it actually shows...
It's unbelievable. Can I just make a statement? Maybe I'm like old, but I kind of feel like social media is just like do you really need to do that in front of the world?
Nope.
Have you no shame?
No, they do not.
Get off my lawn while you're at it too.
Darn kids. Yeah, check out that Wall
Street I'm sorry, I'm gonna digress for a second. I was watching a football game with my kids yesterday, and they have ads on for TV shows, and some of the scenes are really
raunchy,
provocative. Yep. Am I sitting with my 10-year-old, like, come on.
Yep, exactly.
And where's Al Gore when you need him, or was it Tipper Gore?
I think it was Tipper.
It was Tipper. Where's Tipper Gore when you need her?
I probably trying to undo that lockbox way back when.
There you go. I put her in a lockbox with Social Security.
Wow, you actually got that reference. That was awesome.
That's a pretty good impression.
I think so too.
That's good. I want to hear
Morty do Al Gore talking to Bernie Sanders.
Oh my gosh.
We can do that. I think we should put healthcare and put it in a lockbox and hide it under the Secretary of State's car. The Secretary of State's car is not a car, it's a Jeep. And everyone should get a Jeep and healthcare. Perfect.
I knew it'd be great.
I can throw Bill Clinton in there if you want, but
nobody wants Bill Clinton anywhere. So let's just...
especially Hillary.
I'm saying, all right, there's the show, folks.
And now ad read.
The title
from Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. Let's just bring Bernie up. Let's just have him at the desk because you know what? We need to actually dive into this and just own this space. All right, so we are actually proud to have Site Strategics as the title sponsor of our show. Maybe not this show, but the average really has leaned in favor. We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing space. Our specialties are technical SEO, conversion rate optimization, search engine marketing, and social media marketing and the like, as well as focusing on site development that actually works for lead generation. All results-based marketing that actually works. So if you're interested in what we can do for you, give us a call, 877-SEO for web. All right, so last article of the day here is actually an ebook that was posted over at Search Engine Journal by Shelley Walsh, The State of SEO in 2021, Key Industry Survey Findings. Now, this is an ebook, and we certainly recommend you have a look at this ebook. Inside, you're going to find top 12 insights of the state of SEO, SEO career insights, the value of SEO, SEO challenges and threats, SEO trends and opportunities, SEO clients, budgets, and expectations. So they interviewed, I believe, 2,830 SEO professionals who gave their time and industry wisdom. So you guys check out some of these key points here. And of course, we don't have it on the screen because it's an ebook, but one of the key things that we came across, well, number one here, the most common salary bracket for SEO industry is between $50,000 and $74,000. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. And out of the SEO professionals who earn over $200,000, 17% of those have over 20 years of experience in that industry, which I'd be interested in seeing with somebody who in a number of different industries, like the medical industry or the engineering industry. If you have 20 years of experience, how does that salary actually match up?
You should be at the top.
Absolutely. With that much time.
Yeah. You would think that's how it usually works, though.
If you're not,
on average,
find a new industry.
I'm saying. Here's something. Nearly a third, 32% of SEO pros think meta titles and descriptions, H1 tags, and other on-page elements are the most important ranking factor.
Oh my God.
Wait. Is this the Morty? You posted a tweet about this, right?
I posted a tweet. Yeah, I'm faking being shocked. Hank, I posted right, a tweet about this thing.
But I saw it and I looked at the options and I thought, but there was a multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Right. So right. I feel like maybe yes. Looking at those choices, I could see why that might win, because it's like compared to everything else, this right. might be the most important thing on the list. Yep. Maybe. Do you guys feel that? I don't have the list in front of me.
No. So. Okay. First off, the organic user behavior thing surprised me mm-hmm. because Google has denied repeatedly that they use any of that
right.
outside of feeding machine learning. So, but okay, we can debate people believing conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. I would have thought depth and accuracy of content would be the most important thing.
Right.
Like, let me make sure I get this right. The accuracy of the content or my title tag.
So is depth and accuracy on that list? Maybe I missed it. I skimmed it quickly.
Yeah, that's number three.
Okay, well, if that
number
was on
three.
There, then I...
Yeah.
I yield my time to the speaker.
Yeah. Also, social signals made it to the list.
They did, for SEO.
Yeah, for
all right. SEO. I think we actually have like a Matt Cutts response on that. That's how old that particular myth
is. Yeah, how many times are we going to go through this? Or HTTPS is on there. It's number 13.
Right.
I mean, it's good. It's really important. Like, you should have it, and it does provide a slight ranking boost. Mm-hmm. Like, is that like on your list of like, yeah, I got to make sure I get that right?
Zero-click SERPs were perceived as the greatest threat facing the SEO industry, as indicated by 38% of recipients. That's actually really interesting.
That is really. I would have thought that would have been on the list. Uh-huh. I didn't think it would be number one. I thought Google updates would be number one. I'm surprised that machine learning and AI is a threat.
Huh. Yeah.
I look at machine learning as this may search way better. Unless they mean it like AI writers.
Yeah, those type of, the programmatic so that's actually that. Taking, key concepts and actually rendering out headlines.
Right, no, because they have GPT-3 later on the list. So maybe this is just like Google's machine learning. I don't know. But either way, like, I don't think GPT-3 is going to steal your, I mean, it might make, if your job is to write product descriptions, which right. by the way, that's a really annoying job. So God bless you for doing it. so your job might be threatened, but if you're, content itself, I don't think is threatened by GPT-3. Like,
I would
agree. Need a human.
Another interesting point when it comes to emerging ranking factors, 36% of SEOs thought that Core Web Vitals was the most important of the next few years. Now, that right there shows you a heck of a lot of bug light mentality. Is Google itself is saying it's a tiebreaker, right? But we've all got sucked into the vortex.
I wonder what they mean by like SEO factor. I'm terrible. I didn't read the thing on the side. I just looked at the list. So it could be they explain this away. But structured data is not a ranking factor. But it's not a ranking factor. I'm 100% right. Structured data, ranking factor. Barry Schwartz covered this probably like 1,000 times. SEO Roundtable. I can't believe I have to do this on this show.
Yeah, why don't you tweet John while you're at it?
Google structured data doesn't give you a ranking boost. But can help rank it, right? John Mueller of Google, this is bought back in April 3rd, 2018.
I thought it was
Twitter's. Although structured data by itself does not give you a ranking boost, it can help Google understand your content. This help you rank in Google. But it's not a direct factor.
Right.
Like it's whatever.
So always is what how you ask the questions is the key point of data analysis.
It's not. That's a bad quote because John has said multiple. It's not a ranking factor. Hold on, I'm gonna find this now. Oh my gosh. Ranking. Google has said countless times that structured data is not a ranking factor.
But it's clarity of content that is actually you're allowing Google
to theory, understand but they're only the looking content. At the ones for rich results anyway.
All right. So anyway, some good data here, some good conversational data, as you can see. Top performance metrics. They listed out some fantastic data regarding what these 2,800 SEOs broke down. Would you believe that? I'm not even sure though. You gotta download this PDF and look at the top performing metrics because my jaw actually dropped, especially with 2021 and all the discussion of entity and semantic SEO. That the one that
all
I'm
that
looking
stuff.
At, yeah, oh. the one but I'm looking
Core
at.
Web
is
Vitals, by the way, kudos to Google's marketing around Core Web Vitals. You got SEOs to believe it's the most important thing on the planet
by saying that it wasn't.
Just brilliant marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. So a number of experts got quoted. Jason Bernard in there. Eric Enga. Christina Erzarenko got in there as well. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a number of friends of the show on this report. There's a lot of really good data, SEO challenges and threats, key concepts when it comes down to budgets and how budgets have changed over the last year. So, I mean, it's good information. I would love to see the entire set of questions that got rolled out to be able to pull this data together. However, it is a really good, not only report, but also a space where you can have some good conversations about each of these different areas. So kudos to Search Engine Journal and I guess Straight North also either promoted this or funded the report as well. So any final thoughts about this guy?
No, I like the green. I really like their green that they use. It's really nice.
Do you think that's a ranking factor?
Green is a ranking factor. I believe so, yes.
All right.
So you've heard it here. Yep.
That's our subtitle.
All
structured right. Data, you're green.
So are we talking about green on SEO chat this week?
I don't know.
You are prepared. You are prepared, sir.
Carolyn Lydon is hosting, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not around. It's Yom Kippur, dude.
I know. You're already punching out.
Hey, Sandy Koufax doesn't pitch the World Series Yom Kippur. I don't do SEO chat. I'm Yom Kippur.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
Carolyn Lydon is taking over. I'm pretty sure she's hosting. I'm about to tweet out here that she's hosting. So if she's not hosting it.
She's about to find out she's
we'll
hosting.
We'll find out shortly.
All right. Well, stay tuned. And that is always
1 p.m.
On. Yep, see, there
we go. Stand in time. Thursday. PM. Definitely be there. I don't know what it's going to be about or exactly who's hosting it, but it will be fantastic.
Well, with that, any final notes for our listeners before you go on holiday there?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to be away. It's like for Jews, this is like the holiday season.
It truly
Except
is.
As opposed to having parties and drinking, we pray for our lives and say, please, God, don't kill us. I was a sinner.
That really doesn't go over well, does it?
No, Jews, we don't know how to have fun.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. It's always fun being with you, Morty. I do appreciate it. So check out what he's doing regularly as you roll out articles on SEMrush. There was a recent article that you just rolled out. It was pretty cool. I can't remember what your title is.
Why and how usability be the future of SEO? I guess by the time this drops, I will have released a study on the history of core updates, analyzing whether or not they're getting less potent over time.
I'd vote yes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's what it seems like.
I'm saving you the time of writing the article, man. Right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks. But check it out at SEMrush's blog.
Absolutely.
It's a really cool study. A lot of nuanced data. So if you're a data nerd, sweet, right up your alley.
Absolutely. All right. So check
that out.
If you hate
data, you'll hate the post.
Very good. Very good. Well, we'll cut you loose. And again, thanks for your time always. That's it for Edge this week. Make sure they check out our Olga Zarzeshna podcast this week. We're also doing a special show with Morty and Andrew Optimizee. So check that out. We're going to be dropping that here very, very quickly as well. So be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So whenever we push our content out or go live, you'll be notified immediately. From all of us over at Edge, stay safe, stay well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.